gives a tam of meat like into the milk, then there's an issa basa b'cholav, it's also. But mashmir, if it does not give off tam, then it's muta. Even though the maisa, this skin, this or this basa like is being maimed, and usually we say something that's maimed that causes something to happen, midrabon, it's not bottle to dover choshev. But mashmir, that's only if the or would have been shel nevela, or shel treifam, that the skin itself is also machmet atzmoi. Then if that skin, if that or hakeva would have been maimed, would have made the milk become cheese, then it would not be butlud biyasa. But here we're talking about the or is a kosher or. What's the issa now? Only because if it gives off tam of basar into the milk, there's an issa basar b'cholav here. So when is the issa basar b'cholav chal? Only if there's a nice tam, you have to have tam of the meat inside the milk. But if this or is butl b'shishim there, it doesn't give off tam into the milk, then achmami, then taka will remain muta. Now the Gemara asks the question, Otu kevas oivi kichovim lav nevelahi. Like, what does the Mishnah say? Two cases: the keva, this animal that belonged to a goy, or even it belonged to a Jew and it was nevela, died a nevela. Chur, it's the same thing. If the goy owned the animal and he made a shchita, the chur shchita sakim is also called like a nevela. So, what does the Mishnah say the two cases for? Hey, Otu, do you think that keva sovichovim, the keva that belonged to a goy, lav nevela, isn't it also have the din of a nevela? Gemara says, "Omer Rav Huna, Hocha." Here we're talking about Belakeach Gedi Minoyvei Kechovim Maskinen. We're talking about where you bought this kid, you bought a live kid, a live goat, off a guy, and now the Jew shechs it. And now, when the Jew, after the shechita, takes out the kever, the milk, the thick milk that he finds inside the kever, the Mishnah says it's asura. Why? So Gemara says, "V'chashinim," because we're afraid. We're afraid that since this animal belonged to the guy, so maybe when the animal was alive, when this gedi was alive, it nursed from a treifa. That's the din of our Mishnah, that a ksheira sheyonka min ha-treifa, that the milk is asura. So maybe that's the reason why it's asa. Rashi says, v'shachutu kol lekebet v'chovim v'yasura. Why? V'chashinu shem yonok, chol of zeh, the milk we find inside it, it was nursed min ha-treifa. So that's why it's also. And then the Mishnah says another locha of an avela also that it's also. So Mori asks the question, O mi chashinu, are we afraid? Shem yonik min atrefa, is it true? Do we have such a chashash? Are we afraid that maybe you were yonik min atrefa? I be a tenan, learn like this. Loichim beitzim min obi kechovim, where a Jew is allowed to buy eggs off a guy, and the yen chashim not afraid, loimishum nevela, that maybe this egg came out from a nevela, that means maybe the chicken first died. And then they cut open the chicken and took the nevela out, they took the egg out of the nevela, which is also teat, but not afraid. That's the milsud lashchiach. It doesn't happen too often, we're not afraid about that. And who din v'leimishum trefa? We're not afraid to say maybe the mother, maybe the chicken, maybe the bird was a trefa. And a locher is an egg that comes out from a trefa is also wasa. We're not afraid about this. And the reason is why? Because it's not shchiach. So where's the question? So you see it's not shchiach. So why do you tell me here in our Mishnah we're afraid that maybe this gedi was yoinik from a treifa? A treifa is not shchiach. It doesn't, you don't find it too often. So where it says true, Elaim, I feel like this better. Chashinu, we're afraid when you buy this kid off the guy, we're afraid, Shema yoinik min atzmeya. Maybe right before it died, like, right before it was yoinik from a pig, let's say, and it has the pig milk inside it. So that's why it's awesome. So Mara says, no, umayshna treifa, how come for a behema treifa you're not afraid of lechashinim, we're not afraid about? Umayshna behema tameya, umayshna tameya the chashinim. What's the difference? Why are you afraid of a behema tameya more than you're afraid of a behema treifa? So Mara says, yes, I'll tell you like this. Treifa lo shchiach. That a behema treifa is not shchiach. Roiv behemoths are not treifas. But tumeya shchiach. But as a shchiach, it's normal for a goy to have behemoth tumeya around. So therefore, we're afraid that even though this behemoth is a behemoth Torah, it's a gedi, it's a kid, but maybe nursed from a pig, therefore the milk you find inside it is also. Samar says, shchiach, if you tell me now that a behemoth tumeya shchiach, it happens often, you find them around, if so, afilu gaba didan, na'a didan nechush. Even for us also, we should be afraid then. Afilu gavati da nechesh, we should also be afraid that maybe our behemoths were yonik from a tmeya, and therefore the milk should be yasa. So my answer is not poshit. I tell you, anan os Jews, tibad lina minaya, we stay away from pigs. We don't eat them. We have nothing to do with behemoth tmeyas. And v'chichas, inalu, if we would see a behemoth tmeya, mefashinalu, we stay away from them. Therefore, like gozul b'rabbonim, the rabbonim does not make any zera to say that maybe our milks, our animals, were yonik from a tmeya. It's not shchich, we don't go near them. Therefore, we don't make any such gzeira. But by the goyim, the loy bedili minayu, they don't separate, they don't stay away from them. When they see a behemoth tmeya le mifrashalu, they don't stay away from them. And therefore, gozul b'rabbonim, therefore, the rabbonim made gzeira. That's shana mishnah. That even if you buy the kid off a guy, and then a Jew makes the shchita, kosher shchita, still you should know the milk you find inside the cave is also, because you have to be afraid that milk came from a pig. Then the Gemara says, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. I tell you, chod katoni. The Mishnah means one thing. Kevas shchita sodik chavim. In the case we have this cave with this stomach that came out of a kid that a guy made the shchita on it, you should know nevela, it has loch of a nevela. The same thing as nevela. A shchit of a goy is like a nevela. It's like you don't have a shchit at all. And therefore that's the Mishnah saying that the keva, the milk that comes out of the milk that you find in it, it's asura. You're not allowed to eat that milk. Now the Gemara asks the question, is that true? Omiyo amash Shmuel hoch, is it true that Shmuel said like this? Aiv amash Shmuel, Shmuel himself said, mifnei ma osru gvina sadik echovim. What's the reason the Gemara in Avodah Zorah that we say it's also to buy cheese off a guy? If a guy made cheese, even though it's regular cheese, still it's also for Jew to eat it. And Shmuel explains, what's the reason? Because they use the skin of a nevela to make it gel, to make the milk come into cheese. They form the cheese through or kevas nevela, and that's also. That gives off tam, and like I said before, even if it doesn't give off tam, but since it's maimed, the or of the nevela that's also by itself, the maimed is also, even though it doesn't give off tam, still it's not bottle. That's the reason why we can't use cheese. So it's mashma only because to use the or, the skin of the nevela. Mashma ha kefa gufa, but mashma if you'd use the juice inside, the milk inside from a nevela, that juice mashma shari tzmuta. The keva, meaning the juice, the milk, the thick milk you find inside the keva, that's mutter. And the hesba could be, it's called pirsha be'alma. It's called like junk, it doesn't have any yisurim on it. So, not like we're saying, and our Mishnah was saying, Shmuel's b'mazra al Mishnam, that the keva of a nevela, the milk inside it is also. And here it's a mashmano, that the milk, the thick milk you find inside the keva of a nevela, it's mutter. The only reason why the cheese is also you buy off a guy, because the maimed is bior in the skin of the nevela. The mashma, the keva, the juice you find inside the keva, that's muta. So verse the nechanaim lekash that is nostira. Kan kaidim chazara, kan liyaka chazara. In the Gemara now by the Zorah, there was a havamin and a maskan over there. So that Shmuel says, shana mishno over here. That our mishnos, the keva is also, meaning that milk. The thick milk is also, that's kaidim chazara. But the Yacha Chazor, if they were Chazor with them, we hold know that the kever itself, the juice inside, really is mutter. That's to the Pirsha B'Yalma. And the only reason why the Goyish achieves is also because they mimed it with the skin, with the basar of an Avela. That's the only reason why the cheese is also. But if the actual kever, just using the thick milk that's inside the kever, that would be mutter. And Rashi brings down the Gemara in Avodah Zorah was, that it says, Shor Rabbi Shmuel Hashem Yeshua. Rabbi Shmuel Esk Rabbi Yeshua, Mifnei Ma'a Surin Gvinas Ad Gechavim. What's the reason why cheese is us if you buy it off a guy? So Amalais Rabbi Yeshua said back, Mifnei Shemamidu Moisa Bekev As Nevela. Because they claimar, Bechol of Hakor Sheba, they use the thick milk that you find inside the cave, inside the stomach, they use that milk as rennet to make the cheese, jello to make the cheese. That's the reason why it's also. So according to this Tam in Echanami, like our Mishnah, the cave of an Avela, the milk inside is also. So on this, Amalai Bishmol said back to him, Valoi Kevas Oila Chamura Mikavis Nevela. Let's see, you have a Korban Oila, its kaver, its stomach there, the milk you find inside the kaver should be chamer. Shavloch of kochim on it. The Yom Mustilu was said that kokoin should bite the yofa sor for chayim. Any kohen that feels good about it is allowed to drink the milk. He could drink the milk from a kaver. Omruloi. So what do you see from here? You see from here that the kaver, the milk you find inside the kaver, is not considered milk. It's not considered issa. It's called pirsha biyama. And therefore, even though it comes from a korban ayla, still it's muta. So Omruloi, they said back, because they use the milk from an avodah zara, and that's also bano. Since it's also bano, even the pirsh is also bano. Al Marashi says chazav boy mikavas avela, that the Gemara there retracted from the svar to say that the kevam, that this milk, the thick milk inside the kevam, should be yosa, and the maskana is that's muta. And Rashi says mishum delav gufahu. It's not called part of Nevela. The Asur Mishum Avodah Zorah, it's only Yasur Mishum Avodah Zorah, after Yisra Anoshiboy. Because there, the Afilu Pirsh Didoas Asur, even the junk that comes out of the Avodah Zorah, it's Asur. Gavosh Asur. Mishum Dikha, because the person is happy, the fatter it is. Therefore, Rashi says, Zukach, Mishnah Seinu, Al Mishnah Zois, Nishnes Kodim Chazar, Al Mishnah, that says here that the Keva, that the milk inside the stomach is Asur, that was learned before it was Chazar. Mashenkin, after the Chazara there, we hold the cave where the juice inside is called Pirsha B'yam Mitzmuta. And therefore it's good why Shmuel said the only reason why Goyish cheese is also is because the Maimonit Pior with the skin of the Nevela. That's Tak also. But Mishum the cave, Mishum the Chol of Korosh, that Tak would be Muta. Now the Gemara says, Now Mishnah Ksheiro, Sheyonkim in Atreifom, that of a kosher animal was yonik, nursed from a treifa, and then you shech the kosher animal, so the milk you find inside its keva is asur, it's the milk of a treifa. Samara says, Vokatoni Reisha, the Reisha of Mishnah says, Keva sovikachov mishon nevela reizu asura. Mashmoni, the milk you find inside the keva of a nevela is asur. But mashmoni, what you find inside a treifa is muta. And now Al Gemara says no, that even the milk coming out of a treifa is also is also. So why? And Rashi says the question is Vakatoni Reisha Kezav Chovim Nevel Reizu Asura Mashma, that's also. But Rashi says Vakatoni Reisha Vodakatoni, then the Mishnah says Kevas Treifa Muteris. Our Mishnah says that the Keva of a treifa is Muter. Vakatoni says Treifa Shionkim and Aksherim Kevosa Muteris. If we have a treifa that was Yonik, that nursed from a ksheira, it's kevosa's muta. So how come in the beginning of the Mishnah says that a nevela is always also, and how come by treifa, sometimes it's muta? So my answer is, Omrav Chizda, Reisha, in the Reisha of the Mishnah, if you have the keva of a nevela, even in the case where it was yonik from a ksheira, still it's also, because nira koicha nevelas. It looks like eating a nevela, since the animal died without a shechita. So if you're going to eat the milk inside the kaver, it looks like eating a nevela. Hocho mashenkin by treifa, ikh shchita. Here we're talking about yeshechta the animal, just it came out to be a shchita. Rashi says, "Bloy nisu kula, it's not so big like a nevela." And therefore, the Easter and kind of no real issa. Loy bezuk, it's only treifa. Shekonis b'meyer, nesu b'meyer menachirim. Loy mishal atzma. That really, if it nursed from a different animal, the milk really is muta. Shalom yishal is nira like eating a misa thing. So by in the veil, there was no shchita at all, the attack at smuta. But here, where there was a shchita, by treifa, that's why it's smuta. Omalei Rav, Rav said back, no. V'lav kol dechein hu, isn't it a svara kol shchein like? Oman nevel de misa, madach nevesha. Where an animal died by itself, it's mias. These shavas like kavos, even if you tell me you let it drink, the milk you find inside the stomach. Still lo yosla mecha mino, you're not going to come to eat from the meat, it's mias. Or not, the law you say no, it's also to use that milk. If so, treifa, shchuta, we made a shchita on the treifa. The shoras, if you tell us you're allowed to drink the milk, we have to be afraid, maybe you come to eat the meat of it. Where koshkin isn't for sure, there should be an issa not to use the milk. So, churas to lestira. Rather, elo omar rab yitzchuk omar rab yechanun. Where kashatay does no stira. Again, kan koidim chazora, kan liacha chazora. Or mishnu lezozim im koima in chanami. The ratio of our Mishnah that says the keva of a nevela, meaning to say the milk inside is also that's kaidim chazara, like Rashi said before in the Gemara Navai Nazara. That there we're taking on that kevom is called part of the animal. But since the animal is a nevela, havad v'tzosati drink it. But the achah chazara, we said now that the kevom, the milk you find inside, is not part of the nevela. It's like pure shabam, it's only like junk, it's not called part of it. And therefore, mikra din it's muta. So that's the safe of our Mishnah. That here, as the cave alone, it's muta. It's only lushayla, if it was yonik from a treifa, then we consider like the milk of a treifa is konis b'teicha, and therefore it's also. But if it was yonik min aksheri, it's like the milk of a ksheri of konis b'teicha, therefore it's muta. And Mishnah says, and the Mishnah says, the Mishnah was also claimed, but the Mishnah was not taken away. We still left the first part of the Mishnah, even though it doesn't come out good with the sefer of the Mishnah. All right, it turned over. We'll continue on the other side. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya Barabam, Rabbi Yochanan, Mamidin the Kevas Nevelom. You'll have to take out the milk inside the stomach of a keva and use it to make cheese with it. Like we said before, you have to chazor, it's called pir shabal mitzmuta. But v'yein ma'midim b'keva shchita sovi k'chovim. But in the case where a goy shechted the animal, then the milk you find inside the cave, it's also to use. So what's the reason? Omo l'fon of Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, come on, who you saying? Like, who k'reb lezer? The yom that he holds, stam machshev sovi k'chovim, l'avodis k'chovim. Stam the machshev of a goy is being done l'shem avoy d'zorah. Therefore, when the grain made a shechit, it was done l'shem avoy d'zorah. Therefore, the animal is also banor. When it's also banor, even the cave, even the pirush inside is also banor. And the svari is because the animal looks nicer, the fatter it is. So anything inside the animal is called part of the avoy d'zorah. It's all also banor. Omle said back to him, V'yela k'man, who do you hold like? That kiyosi rab shmuel barab yitzhak, om rab yechanon, that he says that ma'midim, no, yulada make cheese from the milk chorus that you find inside the stomachs, bein kevas nevela, bein bekevas shchita sotekhovim. Even though a goy made a shchita, still, and we hold, shle lochash divrei Reb Lezer, we're not afraid for the shchita of Reb Lezer. A stam goy, when he shechted, we don't hear it did l'shem avoy d'zorah, we say min astam was not done l'shem avoy d'zorah. And therefore the animal is still muta b'hanor, it's only yasa b'achila, and therefore the cave with this milk that you find inside the stomach, it's not considered milk, it's considered pure shabalma, it does not have the Easter of the behemoth, therefore it's muta. And the word says, the hilchus of what's the maskona, ein ma'midim bi'or kevas nevela. True, you're not allowed to use the skin of the stomach of a nevela to be maimid, because since the skin is also machmasasma, it's a nevela, it's maimid the cheese, it's maimid the milk, it's not bottle, it's also. But you're allowed to make cheese by using the rennet, by using the milk that you find inside the stomach, whether the animal is an avela or whether the animal had a shchita through a guy. In both cases, we hold it's not also b'hanor, it's on, and therefore it's called kishab almon, that it's mutter to make cheese with it. Then now, in parentheses, the Gemara, the Girsa, the kevas ksheira, the stomach of an animal of ksheira, she yonkim that treif, even though it nursed from the behemoth treif. And the cause came for sure of the cave of treifa, the stomach of a treifa, she yonk even though it nursed, minaksheira. In both cases, this gear says that the milk is muta. My taima cholav amachunisba, the milk you find inside, it pir shabiyamu. It's only called pir shabiyamu, it's called like junk, it doesn't have a lochom of the animal itself. Therefore, it's muta. Here, Mishnah says now, yechoymer ba chaylev mi bidam, certain alochas, the chaylev of the animal is more chomer than the blood of the animal. And v'chayim b'dam v'chaylev. Certain times, the blood, the dam, is more chomer than the chaylev, than the fat of the animal. Now, chayim b'chaylev, the chaylev has the chumra of the animal, sha'chaylev moylem boy.